Hey everyone, it's your girl Breenie Lee and welcome to the Pep Talk podcast where we have real, raw, relatable conversations with the pep talk you need.
You have the power to create your future with the choices that you make today.
What do you bring to the table? Baby, I am the table. Love yourself a little bit more than that, ladies. Come on.
Dust settles, queens don't. And don't forget, know your worth and then add tax.
Period. Okay, some of the mistakes that single women make. And obviously you guys know my story. I was single for a very long time. So a lot of these are the mistakes that I made. So I'm not coming from a place of, yeah, you guys are getting this wrong. No, I'm here to help you based on what I learned through being single these 11, 12 years, okay? I really want to help you guys to make this single season feel a lot better because it really is not a bad season to be in. You can't go from A to Z, from single straight to marriage in a minute. You know, there's processes to these things. And I think that a lot of us should really try to really embrace where we are. Whatever season you're in, try to embrace it to the best of your ability. So I'm going to share 10 or 11 mistakes that single women make, and let's get into it. So mistake number one is thinking or believing that something is wrong with you. I cannot stress this enough. We live in a society that tells us that the goal is a relationship. The goal is a marriage. The goal is having someone. And you're not anybody until you have somebody. And that is an absolute myth. And I think a lot of people that maybe have been divorced or who are newly out of a relationship can tell you that that is a myth. The truth is, some people are single and some people are not. Neither one is bad in and of itself. Neither one is better or best, okay? It just is what it is at the end of the day. But there is nothing wrong with you because you are single. There is also nothing wrong with you just because you've never been in a relationship. And that's one of the things that I told myself. Like, there has to be something wrong with me because I'm not getting anywhere. I've been single for this amount of time. And if I seem to have the things that I'm constantly being told is needed for a relationship, why am I still single? And then you have people asking you, why are you still single? And these are some of the questions that you just can't answer because I don't know. Why are you breathing? Why are you female? Why are you male? These are some of the questions that just don't need to be asked and also cannot be answered. And sometimes we just feel like there must be something that I don't have that is making me remain in this season for an extended amount of time. But I'm here to tell you that the reason why you're single is not necessarily because of you. And I had to get myself to the place where I realized that a relationship is not a reward. A boyfriend is not a reward. A husband is not a reward for my good behavior. Because then I will look at certain people who I believe, judging that they aren't completely right, and I start comparing myself like, okay, but they didn't do XYZ, why are they still being blessed with somebody, you know? And it's really easy to like fall into that comparison, weird, woe is me, what's wrong with me? And I'm here to tell you there's nothing wrong with you, okay? So the more you focus on what's wrong with you, the more you're actually not even freeing yourself up for the person that could potentially come along for you. Mistake number two, idolizing relationships. Idolizing marriage. This was a big mistake that I made. I felt like the most happiest person in this world was happy because they were in a relationship, because they were being loved, because they had someone to hang out with every single day. I really felt that I was really missing out because I was single. And looking around at friends or family or online and just seeing all these happy couples, it just made me feel like, oh, like that's what I want. But then it kind of became like an obsession. And I think one of the biggest mistakes that a lot of women make is putting all of your attention on this quest to find the one. Finding someone that is suitable for you is like finding a job sometimes, right? Sometimes you're going to have to go to a few interviews until you get that job. Sometimes you're going to have to go through a lot of frogs before you meet that Prince Charming. That's just the way it is. But the reality of a relationship and what it actually is sometimes can be very different. So I think a lot of people cannot be happy because what they worship is this ID idea of what a relationship is, this idea of being in love, which brings me to my third mistake that a lot of single women make, is falling in love with the idea of being in love. I'm sure you heard this a lot of times, so let me break down what that means. So our ideas are formed by what we see on a daily basis, what we hear. Imagine this: if we were constantly seeing relationships as a bad thing, as something that was going to make you miserable, something that was going to make you sad and upset, or something that was a threat to your life, like if that was the idea in the media, if that was what was being portrayed to us on a constant basis, we would not glamorize it or idealize that concept, right? So we can fall in love with what we are seeing being portrayed every single day, even through stories and when we talk about it or when we watch it in the movies. Love is just this amazing thing that just makes you so happy, and you just spend every single waking moment with that person, and you're always cuddling and you're always making out and you're always making love, and they're just your best favorite person in the world, and they love you so much that you just want to explode. Unfortunately, that's not realistic. It's nice, it's idealistic, ideal. It would be nice if that was what a relationship was like 24/7, but the God's honest truth is that it is not, okay? It's a romanticized version of what relationships is. A lot of what we think we love about relationships is us loving the idea of the romance of a relationship. Sometimes we confuse relationships with romance. They're not the same at all. Romanticism is an idea that is blown up in Hollywood that helps people to sell movies, helps people to sell magazines, helps people to sell products. It's an idea and it's an ideal, but it's not a reality. So you can fall in love with the portrayal of love or relationship and not actually want the real thing, even if it was to show up, right? Because relationships aren't going to be rosy all of the time. They are wonderful, but they are not to be worshipped as God. They are not to be worshipped as though you cannot live without it. You can, like you really can. There are people that are single who have actually taken a vow of celibacy, or there are people that are single because they're tired of relationships. Maybe their marriage failed and they vow to themselves that they're going to be single forever. Have they died? You will not die if you're single, okay? Number four, the fourth mistake that a lot of single women make, and it kind of goes off of the last point, and that is believing in the one or soulmates or this overly spiritualized concept of who the man is going to be. And what a lot of people don't actually realize after they've written down their list of things that they want in a guy is that they don't actually realize that the person that they put down in the paper is Jesus, right? Only Jesus can be all of that for you. And I think we live in a very consumer culture. So the consumer culture just says, I'm gonna go online and I'm gonna select whatever I want and I'm gonna order it and it's gonna come to my door. And that idea cannot be copy and paste to actual relationships, because the truth of the matter is the person that you do meet and the person that you do marry is going to be perfectly imperfect. That person isn't going to be perfect. I believe that it is important to write a list. I believe that it's important to know exactly what you want. And that's obviously not what I'm talking about in this part of the video. But some people, I believe, over-spiritualize the idea of the one. I don't want to be a killjoy. Like, I'm not trying to be a killjoy. I'm just trying to be a realist. I'm trying to be realistic. Because sometimes, especially as women, we love the fantasy of things. It's nice. I mean, I like romance novels. I like romantic films. I like all of that stuff. I like seeing cute couple pictures and stuff like that, but it's just not it. Like, it's just not it all of the time, okay? I guarantee you, when a couple is arguing, they're not feeling like that picture that you saw of them all cozied up, like looking like, that's not how they're feeling inside, okay? And I'm not saying that all of a relationship is all bad or all arguing, but I'm just saying, like, let's have some balance to this thing, right? I think women have an amazing imagination, and if you have a crazy imagination, I think you should do something with that gift. Like, literally write a novel, write a book, write a play, do something, right? But it's really important that we don't get lost in that imagination and actually come back down and ground ourselves. One thing I really advise is if you're looking to go into a relationship, have conversations with people who are in relationships, or have conversations with people who are married. Have real conversations and actually find out what it really is, and if those people are willing to keep it all the way real, all the way 100, then I think you will get a real balanced idea idea of what a relationship is, especially for those who have never been in a relationship. Because sometimes all you have to go by is movies, films, books, right? The fifth mistake that a lot of women make while single is putting your life on hold. People are like, I'm waiting for a relationship. Some women are genuinely waiting, like literally waiting. Like they're not doing anything but waiting, right? And that is a big, big, massive mistake. Trust me. And that kind of goes back to the idolatry, the idolizing of relationships, because you think that you can't come into your fullness until you're in a relationship. And that is not true, beloved. That is not true. The person that you're going to be with has to meet someone that actually is alive and like literally living, and someone that is really interesting because they've actually done a lot of their singleness. They've traveled, they've had experiences, they've got degrees, they've got experience, they've got world experience. Like even women that are like, oh yeah, I'm not going to buy a house until I meet my spouse or my husband or my whatever. And it's just like, I don't know, like I understand it, but what happens when 3 years go by and you still haven't met him yet? Like, what is your life now? What's the point? Like, what's the point in that? Because you actually never know when you're going to meet someone. So my best advice is live your life, sis. Like, live your life, okay? Stop looking over your shoulder every moment. Stop going out and thinking, oh, is he here? I've done that before. One of the big reasons why I used to go out, like, actually go out, like, go to bars or whatever, was, I don't know, maybe I might find him here. Like, that was too much. I'm sorry. That was me doing the most. And every time someone walks in, I'm looking. That's no way to live. Trust me. Live your life. Enjoy your life. Go places because you want to go there, not because men are there. Live your life. Like, literally live your life. Stop waiting around to be picked, okay? Stop waiting to be picked, please. 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 Life goes on, right? Life is going to continue even when you get in a relationship. So what happens when you get in a relationship? That's it. All your hopes and dreams are gone because that was your goal, to get in a relationship. What else? Like, what is after that? There has to be more. You want a guy to meet you while you're on this journey, and he's only a chapter in your book and not the full story. He's not the ending of your book. He is a chapter, and then you progress on with your life. You want someone that's going to be able to come scoop in and you guys flow, because two is better than one. The Bible does say that two is better than one. But you want someone to go with you where you're going, someone to flow with you where you're flowing, right? Don't be like the Dead Sea, okay? Don't be a stale water. Be alive, be vivacious, be interesting. Just immerse yourself. It's a wonderful world out there. It's an amazing world out there. And there's some things that you won't be able to do whilst you're in a committed relationship. There's some places you're not going to be able to go alone when you're in a marriage or you've got children. Like, live, enjoy. One thing that I'm trying to do right now is enjoy the season that I'm in. Joy, enjoy, enjoy. I'm not going to be at home forever. I'm not going to be living apart from my partner forever. There's times and there's seasons. And one thing I'm learning to do is live in the moment and be content. The sixth mistake that a lot of women make is not being happy alone and not taking enough time to be by yourself. One of the best things you can do as a single person is learn to be happy by yourself. I guarantee you, I don't want it to be too late for you when you get in a relationship and then you're like, bro, I need my space. Like, I need time. Like, enjoy your space. Enjoy your own time now. Get to know yourself. Get to know the things that you like to do. And also really learn to accept who you are, because it's not fair to ask someone else to accept you when you don't accept you. Do the work, do the inner work of learning just to love and accept yourself. The seventh mistake that some single women make is accepting or agreeing to a situationship rather than a relationship, or being a side chick. This one kind of goes without saying, but you are worth more than being an option or number two. You are made to be number one, and a guy is going to make you number one. And please don't waste your time in a situationship, because you're always going to lose that way. Be with someone that's intentional about you. If the time's not right, then let it go. Stop trying to have your cake and eat it. Like, just let it go. The one that God has for you is going to be a great fit, and it's going to be the right time. I don't believe in right person, wrong time. If it's a right person, it's going to be the right time. The eighth mistake that a lot of single women make is not having any standards, because you think that having standards is going to keep you single. single. And let me tell you this, it's better to have standards and be single than to have no standards, be in a relationship and be walked all over, be constantly unhappy because you're compromising what you actually believe in. Have some standards, don't lower them, and don't be afraid to uphold them in a relationship. If the person does not respect your standards, they don't respect you. So let them walk, let them go, okay? If someone's not going to respect the standards that you have for yourself, you don't have to compromise them. They need to either rise to that or get gone, like kick rocks, literally. Do not compromise, because you will blame yourself in the end. If you don't believe in sex before marriage, because I had this question in my DM the other day, if you don't believe in sex before marriage, do not be ashamed to tell him or bring that up in discussion for fear of, oh, I'm going to lose him. If he goes because you don't want to, you can't give him sex, he's not for you, sis. Absolutely not. Right. Ninth mistake that women make is, drum roll please, expecting a finished product. That kind of goes back to my point on believing in soulmates and having this overly spiritual idea of this man, okay? Unfortunately, Mr. Perfect doesn't exist, but Mr. Close will. So it is important to have your list of needs and place your needs above your wants. And not every girl is going to get a guy that's plus 6'3". It's just not possible. There's about 10% of men that are above 6 foot in the world. But some of you may get them, right? What I'm trying to say is that no guy is going to be the complete package or a finished product, right? There may be things that you don't like about that person, but if they're not fundamental, if it's not something like abuse, disrespect, cheating, all that kind of stuff, there are certain things that you can, if you're willing, only if you're willing, let slide or overlook, right? Because you know yourself that you're not Mrs. Perfect and you want grace for your shortcomings. I'm not talking about cheating. You want grace for your shortcomings, your bad attitude. So you also need to give that same grace if you can, only if you can, because some of us can't, and that's okay. It's up to you. But try to be more fluid, be more open when it comes to dating outside of your type or your ideal or your preference. We all want to be the millionaire, darling, okay? But the reality of that is that maybe he will be a millionaire, just not right now. Do you know what I mean? Another mistake that women make is not actually preparing for a relationship, not mentally, not spiritually, not physically. You have to prepare yourself. Ask yourself, the guy that I want, is he going to want me as I am right now? Or do I have some work to do? And you only know, if you're someone that is into self-development, you know what you need to change, mold, fix about yourself. Physically, mentally, spiritually, everything. Don't wait till you're in a relationship to change, babes. Do not wait. Change now. One of the best things about being single for so long, I feel like me being single has helped me so much being in a relationship now. I couldn't imagine not having done or gone through the process of being single and doing the work on myself. I would be a firecracker. I would be emotionally unintelligent. I probably would have messed up my relationship by now because I didn't take the time to actually sit and examine myself. The last mistake that a lot of single women make is not actually believing and trusting that they'll ever find the man of their dreams. If you don't have this last point, everything else that I've mentioned is completely irrelevant. If you don't actually believe and have faith that the man that you want is out there, everything else is irrelevant, right? You have to really believe. And last couple of days, I've been looking at like the media and like our culture and stuff like that and seeing the kind of men that are out there. I might be completely wrong, but I went to a sports shop and some American guy was there and obviously he had an accent. Obviously, when you're in England, you can spot American or you can hear American from like a mile away. I think he asked me if I was a personal trainer or something like that. And I was like, I'm not a personal trainer. I had my headphones in or whatever. I could have sworn he said something like to his friend, oh, I don't date dark skinned women anymore or something like that. Some ignorant comment. And I was just thinking, like, if I was like single or if I listened or entertained or believed everything that I see or hear or see in the media, would I really have any faith? For me, when I was single, I always held on to the fact that God is good, one. And if he's good, he's going to give me good things. So I always knew that God was preparing someone for me. And that's what faith is, isn't it? It's believing believing in what you can't see, who hopes for something that they can't see, right? But having that faith and believing and trusting that that thing that you want is going to be yours, it just keeps you going, even in like situationships and all these guys like that I came across. I never gave up hope. And so I want to encourage you guys, do not give up hope, right? For whoever wants someone, I believe they are out there for you, right? They are out there somewhere, and you just have to be patient, keep growing, keep investing in yourself, and don't grow tired of doing good, because in due time you will reap if you don't lose heart. Well, thank you for listening to this episode of the Pep Talk podcast. It would mean so much to me if you can leave a review, rate this episode, and I will see you in the next one. Stay fabulous, ladies. Well, thank you for listening to this episode of the Pep Talk podcast. It would mean so much to me if you can leave a review, rate this episode, and I will see you in the next one. Stay fabulous, ladies.